everybody. This is Derek Whitesky Cloud. Here I am, and it is June 26th, Tuesday at 2007. Oh, my God, I can't believe things have been happening. I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat room as well. Tonight, we're going to have a very special night. To me, basically, I'm going to be doing mediumship messages. So we're going to open the lines right now for anyone who wants to call in and ask questions. We have complimentary readings this evening. And also, I'd like to also welcome those who are in the chat and that are listening to me, for anybody out there actually just a first-timers listening into the show. Please feel free to call. Don't be shy. That's one thing I insist on doing. You know, look forward to having fun and to share with you any messages you want to ask about. Also, the numbers I'll give you right now this evening is the, anybody's got, should get your crayon out, guys, because here it is, toll-free numbers for the U.S., 877-876-5227, it's 877-876-5227, and also for those living in Canada, like where I am living, is 888-815-9756, that's 4815-9756. And also those who are calling in for international lines are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Also, I'd like to welcome also our affiliates actually are supporting us on the show. They're all across the world. We have Ghost Radio as well as Underworld. That's Leah Ramsey's, who actually has the radio program Down Under, and it's absolutely fabulous. She interviewed me a while back on her show. And where they are, I believe they're about 12 to 18 hours ahead of us, I should say. And so what she had to do, she had to record me, and then they play at the next following program time. So, but it was actually great to have her interview me. And also like to recognize there's also another program here called Gweb Again, and I hope I spell this correctly. They are up in the Netherlands, and they're also picking us up from up in that area. I'd like to welcome them also for supporting us. And also APSR Radio, Dr. Jimmy. We had him on last week. It was absolutely fun having him on. And, oh, I have a caller right now.
Yes.
Who am I talking to?
Rosemary from the Chicago area.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Normally anybody says, so far, I'm really bad.
No. That would be a silly thing to announce. I'm wondering, what is about the weather that's been happening? We've had the most unusual weather lately. I mean, what is being said about that?
Well, here's the thing. What we have right now is actually there's, if you notice that, like where I live, we have never had really enough warm weather. Most of the weather here right now is either rain or if not cold.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had any sun. And so I feel that what's happening right now, that we're going through a huge, complete change.
Mm-hmm.
I live in B.C., British Columbia, Canada. Some people believe that we're actually living in igloos. We do not. We're not living in snow either.
No, I hope the permafrost doesn't unfreeze.
No, but you know what? Actually, I did a psychic party for a lady last night, and it was around 1 o'clock in the morning when I got home. But when I got in my car, we had frost on the window.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I went, okay, what's going on here? It's just, and yet this morning when I opened the door, when I got up this morning, it was warm, like as if a total shift.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like as if, you know, when you go into the Arizona desert, daytime is absolutely hot, nighttime cold.
Yes. Very interesting patterns are occurring. And, you know, I had a very lovely Irish godmother, and she said, sweetheart, when you see one of those big swirly things coming towards you from the sky, the only real prayer is, dear God, great spirit, make it stay up there.
Yeah, true.
She said, it goes better if you direct it somewhere, dear.
Yeah. You see the same thing, twist is ruined.
Just make sure you create a wave of light and push it back up while you're running.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be getting a bit of a lift later on in the future. Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
While you're being on here, now, did you ever listen to my show a few weeks back? We had Shelley Yates, where she was talking about the grid.
No, I missed that one. I've been fascinated by the various things that you've had on, and I thought, well, he's calling, and it's early in the show, and perhaps I could ask about the weather and some of the things that we've been experiencing here, because it's a matter of curiosity. I'm seeing that. And
okay, here's the thing. When I had her on the show, she herself talked about healing the earth, and she actually is a near-death experiencer. Now, she had this near-death experience a couple years ago, and her job is that she's supposed to share this with everyone across the world. And she's not supposed to charge anybody. She's supposed to share her story. She had six light beings come to her telling her that we are to pray July 17th
mm-hmm.
at 2007 at 11:11. So basically our time, my time here is 4:11 a.m. I'm not sure what your time is from here, from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But we're supposed to do a prayer of positive light, a prayer of love, for that 1 hour to heal the earth.
Cool.
Now, the thing is that this is exactly what's happening, because the earth is going through a shift, a complete shift. We're walking in darkness, and I'm not saying everybody walks in darkness, but we're in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's so much violence. There's basically, we have the war. A lot of negativity out there. People are just basically worried sickly about what is happening in this world all over internationally. Here we are as light being people. We're trying to share as much love and light and spiritual, basically give people the support and love and forgiveness. And let them know, say, look, you know, you should not have to live in the negative. Live in the positive. Try to help each other and support each other as much as possible. And be the teacher if necessary, but share with even with children. Because the children are not afraid. The adults are afraid.
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. In fact, one of the things I sometimes ask the kids to do is I'll say, here's that problem that year, and you're 15, and now you're carrying all these really heavy problems. Imagine how much weight you're going to put on yourself by the time you're 35.
You know, it makes a lot of sense, because I get a lot of clients and young women coming to see me, and they're actually 19, 20, 21, 22, or even a little bit older. I've never seen such stressed out young women actually going to college, university, going to whatever type of school, or even at work, getting a job for the first time, and they are at their worst. They are the worst stressed out people compared to what we were when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I read palms too. I can read palms. I've never seen so many stress lines on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
I look at them and say, why are you so stressed? And the first thing they keep on saying, well, I'm worried about losing my job.
Get another one.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They do good enough work.
No, don't take it personally. It's just change. It happens to everyone.
All the time?
All the time. You know, it just, I guess what was missing for the kids is we forgot to tell them, don't take it personally, and the art of being happy is just not sweating the small stuff. Just be
just
who
don't
you
be afraid.
Are. To be who you are, and you won't be afraid.
Yeah.
Have a clue.
There's parents out there that always, there are parents out there, guardians out there, they'll keep on saying, well, it's the end of the world, or we need to work real hard, or you're not going to get anywhere in this world. And that's the worst thing a parent ever would say. You know, you got to be happy with what you're doing. And yes, there's parents out there that want their kids to be like them. But you know what? Let the youth make their decision what they want to do. Because you're going to come across a lot of kids that even today, when people call themselves the indigo children, they really don't know what they want.
No.
Right now. They don't, because they're nothing's set into play yet.
No, it's not in play. The stage hasn't been cleared, and that's the process that's happening right now, I think, with the weather, the climate, and even the emotional climate within people.
It is, definitely.
That horrible moment of emptiness. When we let go of the old and fly with purpose into the new.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Definitely.
Hurtling through that void on nothing but a wing and a prayer.
On a wing and a prayer.
Yeah.
At least we have both wings going.
Mm-hmm. It's just really quite good. So, other than that, do you also give personal readings?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Oh.
And so I'm just, you know, every day it's like you open up your Christmas present. You wake up and you say, I'm here on this planet and this is wonderful, and you do your prayers. And I'm wondering when some of my other abilities are going to continue to kick in at an even more faster rate.
Well, I'll give an example. Like, what age are you right now, my dear?
Oh, I happen to be 62.
62? Well, being 62, you're at your, I would say, you're at pretty well almost at your peak, but not completely at your peak. Depends on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's when you're giving, if you really want to add more to your skill, or if you want to keep on learning with your skills, you want to add, take on new programs and creating an existence of extra work, you'll get what you need. Whatever wants to give you, you'll get. I'll give an example. When I was doing my mediumship and started doing more of my psychic performing mediumship work, and I was giving, you know, give messages from mother, father, sister, brother, but what happened when I said to Spirit, I said, I would like to get more confirmation from my own personal satisfaction. I need more confirmation to make contact with that loved one. All of a sudden, they'll say to me, well, why don't you use their name? Talk to the loved ones that actually have a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay. So when I use the names of the person that I actually is in spirit, then I thought, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel more comfortable knowing that I don't have to look for a surety that these are the people that actually are here.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives that person, even that's across that room from me, more comfort knowing they say, yeah, that is my mother or my father or loved one that I know, and they're coming back and let me know, yes, we have confidence in you, you're going to do quite well.
Okay.
You know, we're not limited to skill. It never finishes.
No.
No matter how long we live, it never finishes.
Well, there's an old saying, you believe away your boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, there's going to be something happening quite soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the recording to be released, but actually it's about the spirit of Lennon.
It's about the what?
The spirit of John Lennon.
What a beautiful avatar he was.
Yes. Well, anyways, his spirit came through to a medium, three mediums at the individual places, all in one time, and he gave them a song, and the song was written, and in also in words and in lyrics, or in lyrics as well as the tune. They combined the song together, and the song is called Peace. Let there be peace. And it is absolutely fabulous. I heard the song for the first time, and I was shivering. I was shaking.
Wow.
So I'm waiting for it to come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, harmonics is how this particular universe was created, by sound.
Yeah.
You know, the old Indian legend that the bear opened up the world with his tongue, and that was the power of sound.
Exactly.
Sound itself is creation moving into manifestation.
I am the bear.
Ooh.
They call me Muskwa.
Well, by the sound, it moves out, and you create these things. So the abilities are going to be kicking in a little more for
your
me.
Your abilities are kicking in more, and the thing is that you're not ready to leave space yet, because I would say by the time you leave here, you'd probably be in your late 90s.
Okay.
So you got a good 30-plus years to go.
Well, I'm certainly not looking forward to checking out. I paid all my dues. I forgave everybody, and now can I have my power back?
I'll tell you this right now, I would have been faster, you'd be flying more often. I will say there's actually a New Zealand Australia connection to you, that you will be traveling there.
Cool. It's,
yeah.
There's so much to be done, and it's getting to be fun. Whether it's getting there's no limit. Whether it's actually being able to converse with the animals around you and listening to the information they have to offer you. That's a skill that I very much want to have on consistent ability, not just on emergency notification system.
Yeah. Oh, it'll work, no problem.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm finding out that often the animals in this neighborhood give me better advice than the local newspaper.
Well, actually, it's the best thing to do because a lot of people have a tendency of hanging on to, you know, the idea of traveling in the trees and the bush and the forest, and they feel that's their newspaper more than actually having to listen to what's the media, what's happening out there in media, what's happening out there in, you know, a lot of tragedy. People have to call it tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care for that tragedy part. I'd rather, you know, I want to talk about that we can fix some things we can work on.
Oh, yeah, we just, you know, it's kind of like, okay, let me give you what I know a little bit, in that if you bring enough light, there's no place left for darkness to hide.
Exactly.
And so by each one of us just bringing more and more of who we are, there's less and less of this nonsense. And when you find it, you look at it, you laugh at it and say, isn't that a little heavy to hold on to? Would you like to put it down? Looks quite painful.
Maybe, but get out of pain.
Yeah, and being in your pain is not to be your companion, it's to be a momentary teacher.
It is.
And so, yeah, well, cool. So I've got lots of time to play. 90, huh?
Fun playing.
Or more. We'll see what happens. It's often, I mean, because like one of your people said, I died and got sent back in the 80s. And
yeah.
It was quite an interesting, you know, near-death experience because, well, if you're going to do that, you should do that at 2 o'clock in the morning when you have choice. You know, nobody will interrupt you or shock you and do terrible things to you. And,
yeah.
When I got there, I was told, you've left so much undone. I went back. I go, undone is not fun.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun at all.
Cool.
Okay, well, thank you
very much
for coming on.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that's a good experience. Yeah, it is basically when a person learns a lot of things in their lives. And the computer went down. Oh, my God. Just like pop. Okay, now I got to go back up here again. It's crazy. She hung up. My computer went down. That was funny. It just, I lost everybody in my room. Okay, I got to start over again. These things happen. Spirit has ways of moving things and letting you know that they're actually around. And they won't give up on us. They want us to become who we are today. And they really don't want it, and they really don't want us to allow ourselves to become failures in our lives. We really want to see a positiveness in our lives. So I hear a caller coming in. Am I speaking to someone?
If you're speaking to me?
Yes, who am I talking to? Where are you from?
I'm Christine. I'm in Oregon.
Hi.
Hello.
Your first name is Tina?
Christine.
Christine from Oregon.
Yes.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I was calling you to ask you if you can give me some insight into why I block my communication with spirit so much.
Lock it in or lock it out?
Block it out.
Block it out.
I don't feel the flow of it easily enough.
How long have you been trying to do this?
35 years.
Okay.
I took a break.
5 years? Trying to get locked out? Try the key.
Try the key.
I'm back in the room. Here we go. Well, let's see. What is it you're missing here? Are you working under as a profession, or have you been walking to work?
I want to move it into being a profession. I was using it for myself, and now I want to trust it more when I'm working with people.
Okay. What happens, first of all, we have to work on our own belief system, and you got to stop letting people tell you what you do believe in or not believe in. Because I actually had a lot of people tell me one time many years ago, say, be careful what you do because you might hurt somebody with that. What are you doing? And it's not, it'll never be considered as a hurtful skill. It actually is a gift. When you are insistently wanting to help, or are you actually doing, you're basically doing God's work. And the thing is, if you are doing prayers as often as you want, and you will have that assistance, but Spirit will guide you where you are needed. It's not where you say you can't have, it's what you will desire. And just trust that.
Yeah.
You see? And the thing is also, too, again, it's having faith and trust in yourself and your skills. I recommend, if you've been trying for 35 years and think you're still not getting enough, I recommend someone to go see that does have the same type of skills as you, and if they can sit down with you and show you, give you some guidance. Because when I do my classes at my place here on Sundays, and a lot of these people, I asked about 3 or 4 of them are professionals, and I'll tell them, I will teach you how to use your skill to make it even stronger than where it is. Anything that's weak will make it stronger, and anything that was stronger will even get better. And they themselves, when they left the house, left the circle, they'll notice there's a big difference. Is it better? Is it even more of a change? Because they believe in that they can actually improve themselves even more. And actually, so that basically that's what it means. You are letting it happen. You're not afraid of it any longer. You're not afraid of somebody else telling you what you can or cannot do with your skill.
I think that's the key. That's the key. Someone told me to be cautious.
Don't let that get to you.
Yeah.
Don't, because you got to stop that person. That person is afraid what you have.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand what you can do. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
They're afraid. And you got to stop letting them think, or letting yourself think, that they are more powerful than you are when they're saying, be careful what you do.
Yeah.
Okay? Let that go out of your head, because that's just brainwashing. You're worried about... This is what I get from people a lot. I even have people that are not even church members of a church, and they'll come up to me and say, well, I don't believe in what you do. I think you're just a sham. Or if I'll say something to them, they'll say, well, you know, if I say something, I'll say, well, you should have had the answer. Aren't you a psychic? You could have read my mind. And I said to them, I don't read minds. And if I did read your mind, you wouldn't understand it anyways. And because the guys will ask you stupid questions like, well, what did I have for breakfast this morning? I couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's ignorance, and then there's wanting people that want to seek that help. And those are the people that you will give that help to.
Yeah.
So you're going to come across those parts from both sides. You will be led where you ask Spirit to guide you. And what I always tell, and what I teach people is that let Spirit guide you by saying, Spirit, guide me, I will follow, you show me where I need to be. And you will notice that your skill, yourself, will be where you desire to be. You'll never be without.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But trust
me. I think you hit it on the head.
Bingo.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too. You take care.
Okay. Bye.
This happens quite often, you know, when we have people like that, I have this quite often. I have people that have skills for 20, 25, 30 years, 40 years, and sometimes they keep on saying, they hear from even other professionals and even from old school psychics, and they'll say, you know, this is all far you can only go. You can only do this much, and these are rules. Well, you know what? What rules? Man's rules or God's rules? God's rules are everything's unlimited. Everything is just given to you. It's all around you. If you want it, place it within your hands. But those hands where you place your hands gets you where you desire. When you take your hand and turn that door and open up that door, that's opportunity for you. When you walk down that street and you take your hat or you take your wallet, you take your cane, your stick, and your newspaper, whatever you have in your hand, and you're reading it and holding it, and you are looking at it, or you're saying to yourself, where do I want to go from here? You're creating your existence. That's what it's all about. We have another caller coming in. Who am I talking to?
Tennessee, Eric. It's Joanne from Winnipeg.
Hi, Joanne.
Long time no talk. Haven't talked to you in about a year.
How are you doing?
I'm not doing too badly. You've been a very busy man and hard to get a hold of.
I am. I've been like, you wouldn't believe it.
I know. I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Lately, I've been having a lot of dreams, and a lot of them have to do with spirit. The very recent one is I walked into a room with a bunch of people there, And I sat down at a table, and as soon as I sat down, in my mind, I heard a man's voice give me some information to this person that was sitting across from me. And I passed that information on to him. And beside me was a well-known medium, and I don't know, I didn't get to see his face or anything, but he was well-known. And as I finished telling this this man the message that I was given, the well-known medium said to me, "She's right, listen to her." And there has just been so much going on in dreams and whatnot that it's like you had told me a while back that that I had a guide, and I was just wondering, I heard a voice in my ear that I was sleeping on, and he had called my name. But when I asked who it was, nobody replied back. And then when I had asked again, I had asked if you were, I said, "Are you a guide?" And I heard in my mind, "Yes." Now, my understanding is we have a lot of guides, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
you
now...
One main guide you work with is the main guide. You have one that works with you all the time.
Okay.
And then you have others that will come through that will give you, I guess you'd say, pathways when you are taking those paths, those walks.
Okay.
Okay, so if you go one way, that one guide will tell you what you need to see. And if you go another path, another guide will tell you what you need to see. So you never have to see it, let yourself feel confused.
Okay, so my question is, with all that's been going on in my dreams, with spirit, I feel like these are messages, and I'm just wondering if this new guide that I've heard, is he the one bringing through these messages?
Definitely, because I wouldn't put it past him, my dear, within by the end of this year, you're going to start using your mediumship even as a profession.
Oh, wow. I know it's...
Also need to let that skill work itself, because I'm seeing you doing paranormal investigations where you're going through buildings and you're actually giving people messages from the people that are passed away in the building itself.
Okay.
And you're telling others, it's almost like it's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sharing the message from people, like what they're telling you, what they feel, and you're sharing that with the persons or persons in the room, and it's being recorded on film.
Okay. Because now, like, I could be sitting talking with friends, and all of a sudden I'll hear something in my mind, and like I'll let them know, and I'll say, you know, I just heard this now, and it's been happening fast and a lot lately. So I was.
It will. The thing is that as long as you allow the light to be strong within yourself, you'll never feel that you never have to worry about judging, thinking is it a negative or is it a positive.
Mm-hmm.
You already know yourself that it's a positive. You already know that when the spirit said to you, believe her, trust her, she's going to guide you. That's what that spirit's telling this spirit, that you are being told to be trusted, because you're coming from the heart, you're coming from within the truth, and that your skill is going to be even far greater to help others in the journey.
Oh, okay. Okay. And it's funny you said investigations, because I was thinking to myself the other day, like, oh, I should go on some investigation. So I'm believing that the spirits are telling me this.
I strongly feel that you'll be doing, now I want to say this to you first.
Okay.
When you go on investigation, make sure you take a tape recorder with you.
Okay.
So then when you record your work, you play to record, like you've got the recording going,
mm-hmm.
so you can actually record what you're saying. I do recommend, if anybody has a video camera with a night vision,
mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been done there, as far as I understand it. I know there's cameras, but I don't think anybody's ever used video camera. You need to start using camcorders, video or audio to cassettes, like, you know, audio taping, or if you want to do, they call it EVP, which is electronic voice phenomena.
Right, and I've been
when you become the messenger, you're being the messenger for the spirit, but sometimes when you ask the questions, you wait for about a minute to, like, basically you're asking a question to the spirit, and you wait for about a minute, and then the answer will be put through the tape itself.
Okay.
When you play it back, you'll actually hear the sound of the spirit trying to come through and tell you exactly what they're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and you are the messenger there. I'm going to say to you, you're going to be the next messenger in Winnipeg that'll be in demand as a paranormal investigator, as a medium paranormal investigator.
Well, my friend, you told me this. You told me this about 2 years ago, and it seems like now things are starting to really start They're starting to come faster now.
Yeah. Remember, I told you before earlier. I tell people always this: spirit has no time to waste on someone who's doubting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you believe in God and believe in their skill that you've got, you will be so busy, but you're doing God's work.
Right. Most definitely.
Okay. You're doing Creator's work, and you're being guided because it's going to help a lot of people, and you will be able to help a lot of people. But in the meantime, also, down the road, you'll be able to earn an income out of this.
Mm.
So, it's not going to be something that you're saying, well, you know, I don't have time because I've got to work and I've got to do this. Spirit will find ways that you will actually feel comfortable by not having to feel that you're obligated any longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Feel comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, something has happened right now in health-wise, and I think that's why things are starting to come faster now.
Right now.
And you warned me this 2 years ago that spirits were telling me to watch my health, and I didn't listen. So.
No, you didn't, and that's what I've been telling you. And
yeah.
It's all based on your stomach.
Yeah, that too.
Lower abdominal stomach area.
That too, and I have also now back problems, so...
you're getting ulcers.
Oh, that I know. That I know.
And you got to start taking... I recommend doing a detoxing of the body.
Okay.
A complete 30-day detox. And that means your liver cleansing, kidney cleanse, colon cleanse, do that. And also work on a prostate T down the road. If you need help with any type of herbal assistance, I highly recommend somebody in the center that actually knows their herbs, or you can contact email Joanne Giroux on her website, which is wildwomanherbs.com. It's actually, you can go to my website,
right?
To this website in BBS Radio, and you'll see her. Her website address, and you can phone her, or she can talk to you, either or me email her, and she will help you. Let you know what you need.
Okay, that's
she's
great.
She's like a medical intuitive, and she's quite good, and she can actually give you that advice for what your body requires.
Okay, great.
Okay, and lower back is your kidneys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you need to go through cleanse.
All right.
And also the exercise. You got to keep on taking care of yourself more often.
Oh, you and my doctor.
Yeah, cut off. Bannock, girl.
Yeah, stay off the Bannock, yeah.
Bannock is only for, we call it Bannock panic. We only use it for powwows. Those are culture.
All right. Miigwech, my friend.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy, that was good. A panic, panic. These things happen. A lot of people, like say Joanne, and again, I have also students that have the same similar thing. They will have dreams. Sometimes they don't make any sense. I had one particular one happen to me where I was looking under a house, or I thought I was looking under a house, and I could see the light cracking, the crack of the bottom of a house, and it was actually trying to lift, and I can hear people's voices trying to look for my help, and I kept on saying, go to the light, it's okay, go to the light. And all of a sudden, I heard the slamming of the bottom of the house, like I actually saw it with my eyes, and all of a sudden, this voice in my head said, you don't know everything. And I went, oh my God, open my eyes, like, who was that? And that really freaked me out. That was many years ago, and I thought I knew everything about spirits. So the thing is that, it's sometimes you have your higher self, your higher being of yourself, is actually telling you when it's time and not when it's time to do what you need to know. So don't let yourself feel hurt or bothered or believe that you can't do what you have as far as the skill is concerned. If you know you're feeling led to do things, do it. Trust it. You're not going to get hurt with it. You're not going to hurt nobody with it. I mean, what's going to happen if a person reads somebody? They'll say, you know, oh, well, let me read you and tell you about yourself. Zap. Oh, my God, I feel electricity across the room. The person died on me because I told them something. No, they won't. nobody, and I mean, I also have people will get upset and they'll say, don't tell me bad things because I don't want to know if anybody's going to die. Well, no, nobody, no medium in their right mind would ever tell anybody someone's going to die. If I did say to anyone that someone's sick, but that means you're telling them that I feel that they're not doing very well as far as their health is concerned, I recommend them to go see a doctor to find out what the problem is. But that's because you already are warning them ahead of time that they need to do something about it. If you feel that you don't want to tell that person, you think, well, what, you know, I talked to a psychic and, you know, mom, and the psychic said that you, they think you should do something about going to the doctor. Mom goes like, you talk to a psychic? Are you nuts? You know, mom or dad may not want to admit the fact that they could be sick or dealing with an illness. But again, at least you're trying to say, mom, humor me. Just go down there and just see for yourself and see what's going to happen, you know? You got nothing to lose. But again, it's up to them. They have free choice. If they make that decision, it's going to work. If they don't make that decision and they follow through, then they will live longer. I'll give you an example. My father, many years ago, over 10 years ago, my father had prostate problems. And the condition was bad, and he was well overweight. He was over 300 pounds, man. And they couldn't put him through the CT scan machine. They kept saying, they said to him, well, you can't go through here because you're too large. You're going to have to lose weight first. So you're going to continue on having prostate problems. So my father told me that this is what happened. I said to a friend of mine, lady friend of mine, Joanne Giroux, and I said, Joanne, my father's having prostate problems, and these are his issues he's dealing with, the conditions he's dealing with. What do you think he should use? Joanne came back and told me, she said, tell him to take this prostate tea, tell him to take it X amount at certain times throughout the day, throughout the month, and the prostate will start to, the swelling will start going down. And to heal itself, well, guess what? I got my dad to take the prostate tea, and he did it. He took it. My father went back to the doctor, and the doctor was ready to cut my father open, but they decided to look one more time just in case, and they couldn't find the problem. So it doesn't always mean that they have to cut you open and find out what's going to happen. It doesn't always mean that my father had to lose 100 pounds before he could get through that machine. The only thing is that my father didn't come and talk to me about his problem, but he accidentally opened his mouth and told me that he had prostate because it was hurting him, that he went to this doctor. So basically, once in a while, it doesn't hurt to ask your parent, how are you doing, Mom? How are you doing, Dad? Or how are you doing, Grandma, Grandpa, or anybody else, about their health and see what their conditions are, because there's always somebody out there that will do something for you, that will try and see if they can actually fix something. And you'll know you will not overdose like the media starts putting these stupid, ridiculous news things out there. Oh, we tested this, tested that. Oh, guess what? If you try this drug, it will work. But don't try that herb because you'll overdose. Well, you know what? It's just a matter of responsibility. You will take a drug, any kind of drug, even including aspirin. Anybody who's stupid enough to take 10 aspirin to get rid of a headache, gee, I'm surprising you're not flying around the room. But if you are using a herb to remove a headache, which is simple, do you realize if you want to get rid of a headache, you can actually go into the bush, strip a tiny piece of bark, of birch, and you strip the inside of the powder, you mix the powder with water, and you drink that, and your headache is gone. Birch, tree, inside the bark. You can also take the same kind of bark, and you mix it up with another type of powder from another tree with some water, and you can have your own campfire. You can actually make your own little bannock. You know, simple things out there. Mix it with some berries. You'd be surprised what you learn, and these things are healthy. I can go out to the bush, or I go to the bush in the swamps, and they're not that stinky. They're just like small little lakes, small little streams. And you'll find cattails, okay? And what do you get out of cattails? Well, the cattails, you get the brown, fuzzy bark. You don't worry about that, but you pull up the cattail, and it looks like an onion on the bottom. You cut that all up, and you cook it on your frying pan, and that's like eating an onion, but it's edible, and it's very healthy for you. And you take the leaves themselves, you strip them down, strip them apart, and you can actually make your own rope out of it. You can make all kinds of things out of it. You can weave it and make all kinds of baskets out of it. There's so many things from this earth that we don't realize that it's available for us to use. It's in the bush. You want to make your tea, you find a spruce tree. Take some needles, boil them, drink your tea. It's healthy. It's vitamin C. It's in Winnipeg, a lot of spruce trees. You know, it's in all across the world. It's Canada, all of Canada, the United States. We've got all kinds of plants, edible flowers. We've got roses. Make sure you don't eat something that has pesticides all over it, by the way. But natural flowers, certain flowers are actually very edible. Make them like a salad. We're healthy. I've lost, people have said they saw me lose weight these last little while. I basically put myself on a liver cleanse. I lost about 13 pounds because I put myself on a liver cleanse. What liver cleanse does, it cleans up all the toxins in your system. And I do it once a year, and it does work. But you feel good. Your skin feels comfortable. You don't feel that bloating feeling. You know how people always have a bloating feeling? You know, women at times, they have that little pooch down below because after they have a baby, for example, or they're bloated from after eating a greasy food. Women are more susceptible to it because than men are. Even men, their bloating is up above their belly, and women are way below their belly. Then they wonder why they can't get rid of it. Because you're eating a white bread, and it is a wheat. When you're eating a wheat, they've made this wheat now that changed, where it actually has a pesticide put into it before you even plant it into the ground to keep the birds and insects from eating it because they can't handle the taste. Well, gee, all of a sudden we're eating this ourselves, and the women and the men cannot digest the food because it's still stuck in the lining of their bowels. We wonder why we can't digest our foods very well. So it's time to start finding natural products. Again, people call it organic. And you're going to have to spend a few more bucks. Yes, but you're getting back to the natural earth. You're getting back to the natural of everything, nature of everything. Try it sometime. It is worth your life. It is worth the natural time. I'll for example, too, I was raised on the farm. I'm not born on the farm. I was raised on the farm because my dad wanted to go back into farming again, so we became dairy farmers. At the age of 12, I became a dairy farmer up until 19 years of age. But I learned a lot on the farm for those 7 years. And watching how we milk a cow, how the milk comes out, and how natural and healthy milk is. I drink this milk from the tank, and I can go through a whole gallon in a day, and it feels good. I don't bloat. I don't gurgle, gurgle, growl, growl. You know how your stomach just growls. But it does when you buy a gallon of milk in a store. Why? Because it's pasteurized, number one. They put all the chemicals that are inside to balance out whatever's supposed to be put back, where they took out the end of putting back in. It's an unnatural balance, an unnatural protein, or an unnatural whatever it is. In the meantime, why can't I digest my milk? It is not my body. It's because what they put into it is non-natural. And they want us to make us think that it is. It's not. And then a friend of mine calls up and she says, the reason why they don't pasteurize the milk is because of Bang's disease. Yes, Bang's disease has been around, but it was never a big issue because it's all to do with the cooling system. You know, like basically you have to have a proper refrigeration after you take the milk from the cow. And they would break up the milk into certain containers and for the whole program. All the years I've been in the industry, for milking industry, as a dairy farmer, we've never had Bang's disease. But I've come across all kinds of other diseases that people get. And it isn't from cows. It was from things that they took from a doctor or from something they've messed with from a tree, you know, that they got messing with the white oak, you know, where it makes you itch or some other thing that you're walking through the field and you itch all over, or you get nettles, you know. You touch a nettle, it looks like a little thistle, and you touch nettles, and your hands will swell up. and a cow, for example, walk through the field. If there's nettles in the field, the cow's bag would swell up. And yet nettles is actually a natural herb. If you pick it right, it's an actual herb that works as a toxin to basically detox the body. So it depends on how you're utilizing the item. And how you can make this into a tea, a nettle tea. And it's natural, it's cleansing. So it depends on each person. You know, and the thing is that society today worries too much about what's going to happen next in this world about, you know, I don't know, for anything that they're worrying about, almost like they believe there's going to be the end of the world. Well, guess what? It ain't the end of the world. It never will be. My mother used to, bless her heart, when she's passed, my mother, I used to go to her and tell her, you know, Mom, I always see in the news all the time, they always complain, talking about the end of the world, the end of the world is near. And you know what she said to me? She says, sweetheart, she said, I've been told that when I was born. She said, when I was young, there was a man running around town, and he was saying, the world is near. And he had this big placard, she said, it was on the front and the back of his body, it was hanging over his shoulders, big wooden board, and she says, the world at the end is near. And I thought, okay. She says, no, they used to run around and say the world at the end is near, and everybody used to panic. So now they stopped that. They stopped the world at the end is near. They basically, you know, she says, you hear it, you see it all the time for years and years and years. Because they believe this is all that's left in this world. They believe this is all they can hang on to. So the thing is that we should never worry about where we're going, where it's going to happen next, which is basically believe that we're being guided. We're put in this world for a reason. We're put in this world to walk on this earth, to give people advice or to work with each other, and to love your neighbor and to always give love to this earth. And I do highly recommend this for this to happen. Also, we have, on this journey, is that listening to what you feel is right for you in your heart, okay? Believe what's in your heart. And never let anybody tell you what you can or cannot do. Unless it's a law. Unless you broke the law. But basically, enjoy your life. Don't worry what people tell you all the time and we're telling you that, you know, like, what can you do, what you cannot do. You know? Don't worry about it. Just enjoy what you've got. Enjoy the skills that you got and just keep on chugging. You know? We're like a train. Just keep on chugging. Anyways, now, to let you all know, if anybody wants to get a full reading, I do have that available on my website. You can go to whiteskycloud.com, www.whiteskycloud.com. And I do have PayPal on my website. And also, on my pages that you see on my webpage, you can see quite a few things that are happening now. Oh, by the way, next week, guess who's coming in next week on the show? We're going to bring back Dr. Jimmy from APSR Radio. Last week we had Dr. Jimmy on, and we didn't get a chance to get the full hour with him. So I had a chat with Jimmy. I says, what do you think about coming back on again? We want to talk about more things. We just got started. We just touched the earth here. And he said, I would love to come back on. So I got him back coming back on next Tuesday night. So be here. He's a paranormal, spiritual, it's called the Alabama Paraspiritual Society. And Dr. Jimmy has got quite the skill. He's been doing it for many years. And I've been on his radio show for almost 3 years on his website. It's APSRradio.com. And again, you can go to my webpage and you'll find APSR and go to that site. Just listen to some of his shows or go to some of the archives or even email Jimmy and say, Jimmy, how are you doing? Say, hey. And listen for and keep an eye on. Basically, he's got a new program coming up. He's actually doing paranormal video, which basically he's going to be on site with basically, it's all I could say, it's almost like using a laptop computer and with a camcorder, and he'll be doing this on site live, paranormal investigating. Live, guys. But he's going to be doing 13 series out of this, and you get to be on the chat line talking back and forth while he's doing the research. So it's quite the thing. This is something that is actually, it's internet video, internet television. This is what Jamie's doing. And so we're going to have him come back here. We're going to have him talk about, next week, talk about what he's going to be doing and what's going to happen in that results and what places he's been going to lately. So, because he's been a really busy guy. I know, because sometimes he come on the radio and he's like, I'm so tired. He's always so tired. He's awesome. And we're also looking forward to having another future guest come in, and I always like to surprise people. I try not to bring the negativity in this world. It really is not really necessary to talk about bad things. But you know what? I will say one thing, too, that I have to really want to support in our Aboriginal community. In Montreal, not Montreal, but in the Quebec area, some of you actually know, last week was our Aboriginal Awareness Week. Basically, we have one full week of Aboriginal awareness, and we support each other in this world. Any kind of Aboriginal programs are happening. Well, anyways, up in Quebec, we had some negative things that happened to this particular program that was happening there. They were doing an event, and somebody like the Ku Klux Klan came in, and they did they put up a whole bunch of swastikas and everything, and used a lot of racism that basically tried to defame the Aboriginal people, and that was not cool. But I want to let you all folks all out there, that anybody's in that Montreal area, in the Quebec area, we actually like to support you, and our prayers are out there to help to support you, and hope you that do quite well and succeed, that this overcome this, and our support is there for you, and that next year will be a lot better season, and that our people will still stand even stronger, that this racism, this negativity, this darkness will actually come to a cult, stop, you know, for it to stop, because it can hurt. And I know what it's like when somebody tries to be negative about it. Anyways, folks, we're coming to a close. I'd like to thank everyone for coming online, and I'd also like to thank everyone for sitting on the chat room. this is funny. Some people are actually having a hard time playing in the chat room here. But anyways, folks, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening in. And they're listening to Derek White Sky Cloud, and the show is called Between Two Worlds. And in the meantime, in between time, that is it. We're going to have some fun. We're going to see you next week, talk to you next week. Have a safe life, and take care of each other, and we'll talk to you then. Take care, folks. Bye.